Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God is speaking to the world today. And the world is simply ignoring the things that God is doing. But the world will have to acknowledge who He is. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess who our Lord, our God, and our King is. I don't know about you, but when I stand here, this is holy ground. Not the pulpit, but this is holy ground. When I touch this altar, when I open up the Bible, this is consecrated ground. I don't act the same when I stand here. I don't look the same when I stand here, because there's something that gets inside of me. Somebody said it is like fire shut up in my bones. And I don't know about you, but when the Word of God is expounded, when the Word of God is shared, it ought to be like fire shut up in our bones. And I began to understand something I heard former President Joe Biden say in his last words before leaving office. He said, we need leaders, not in love for money, but in love with justice. Not in love with publicity, but in love with humanity. And what we got is something just the opposite of what he just said we need. But whose fault is it that we've got something that's in the office today? I ain't calling about nobody's name. Because if we can't say something good, we ought not to say something at all. But God says you need to address what is wrong in order for it to be corrected. Because we are looking at something that don't think he's even wrong and don't even think he needs to be corrected. I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about something that's within him. And you ought to know who he is. Somebody said something about two, but he don't even know anything about one. The one God, the God who sanctioned, declared, and decreed. The one God who declared all things and told us in him is life and that we'll have life more abundantly. The same God who gave us all the things that we are needing in this life and in the life to come. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't forget Joseph. I'm talking about the God who told Moses to go and free his people, one who will call a deliverer. I'm talking about the same God who has made all things, the same God who declared all things. And there was a purpose for what God has done. My brothers and sisters, I preached about a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away because God was up to something new. And when God is up to something new, he's up to something not only in the world, but God had a purpose for it. What was the purpose for God wanting something new? A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. He wanted it new because sin had infested the world. Do you know sin infested our life? And God said, no sin can inherit the kingdom, so you must be born again. My brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered what your purpose is in life? Why do you exist? And where are you going or where are you headed? If you don't know the answer to that, I've failed in my job. I told us every believer ought to know where you're headed. Every believer ought to know where you're going. I shared yesterday in a funeral service that when you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. People say, well, how? The reason why it was Christ who came and accepted all of our sins upon himself. And then said, Abba, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. Do you know what you're doing? The stuff we do in this life, we don't even understand it. The stuff that we stumble into, we don't understand it. But the enemy always gets you to mess up. Because the more he can get you to mess up, the more he can get you to step away from the person who said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And what my job is to share God's word for such a time as this. My job is to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. My job is to share God's word, baffling the enemy, because the enemy does not like me. The enemy wants to kill, to steal, and destroy, and he's been trying to kill me ever since I got here. But I got news for the enemy. It ain't gonna happen, because God has a purpose for this black preacher's life. And if I go down, the Lord said that ain't the end of the story. Because in the Father's house of many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Those are the words of the Lord. And I believe what the Lord has declared. Every prophet, every preacher, every minister who have taken the task of sharing God's word must face tribulation. Unparalleled suffering, not only from the world, but from people too. Because the enemy does not want this gospel. The gospel is the good news. And I got some good news for you. We all win. My brothers and sisters, Rick Warren in his book wrote, in a purpose-driven life, he states, the purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, far greater than peace of mind or even your happiness. For your happiness is far greater than your family, your careers, or even the wildest dreams and ambition. This is Rick Warren. Rick Warren also said, if you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. God is revealing to us how you were born by his purpose and for his purpose. I have often wondered, Lord, why am I here? I go out and I have conversation with God every Sunday morning. Every night I talk to him, every morning I get up, but on Sunday morning, which is a Sabbath, every Sunday morning, which is a holy day, I get up and I have a conversation with the Lord. And the Lord revealed to me what must be said. So, Lord, here am I. You sanctioned this message. You declared what I am about to say. So speak through me, your servant, so that the world will know, so that people will know, so that what's going over the internet will spread abroad, and that many men will come to the realization of who you are. For there is a cloud that is moving across this world, and that cloud is not decent, but that cloud is a dark cloud. And that cloud is dark, because there's darkness that has manifested itself because our lifestyle have gone contrary to God's style. If we accept the Lord as our personal Savior, if we say we've been baptized, born again, then the cloud that covers this world would be a pure and white cloud. My brothers and sisters, what cloud hangs over you? What cloud is it that stopped you from loving your brother? Jesus only gave us one example when he said, a new commandment I give you, to love God and love your neighbor by yourself, love your neighbor as yourself. And when you love God, that agape type love, you will not talk about your neighbor. If you love God as you love yourself, you will not harm your neighbor. If you love God as you love yourself, you will not criticize and stab people in the back. If you love God as you love thy neighbor as thyself, you would do the example that Jesus set for each and every one of us. That's why I preach, because I love God. My brothers and sisters, I shared that God inhabited the praises of his people. 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all 8 billion people are God's people. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. 8 billion people that are surrounded by a world that alienates themselves. 8 billion people who say they love the Lord, but God said, I have a test for them. I want to know whether they love me or not. Do you love me more than these? Even the disciples who stood by Jesus, even the disciples came and talked with him. He asked them, will you leave me also? Because not everybody who say they love the Lord, love the Lord. Because if you love the Lord, you will be following his example of how we are to treat one another. We are living in a world and a day and a time when I told you there were two spirits that would be released on the surface of this world, and they are racism. Are you listening to what I say? Two spirits that have been birthed, two spirits that are designed to do what they are doing, kill, steal, and to destroy. And there shall come a great cry, because God is speaking to a generation who have turned their back against him. They talked about Moses. They talked about the prophet. They talked about men who followed Jesus, because they told the truth and no one would hear. He who have an ear, let him hear. Because God is speaking to a generation who will hear. Not everybody will hear. And I will preach myself in the grave trying to get you to hear what the Lord is up to. The Lord is trying to get us to heaven. He's already paid the price. And we are being blinded. There's another spirit that's coming, Donald. It's called a spirit of deception and lies.
Yeah.
Hear this, because we're witnessing and we don't even see it.
Yes, sir.
A spirit of lies. Do you know lies can get you killed?
Yes, sir.
Do you know lies can tear you down?
Yeah.
Do you know lies can tear down a nation and tear down a people? We are living in a generation where lies have become so prevalent. And we're buying the lie. Because now his truth matters more than God's word. And now we have to understand where this thing is going. My brothers and sisters, God is talking parenthetically to a people. He is talking to us. And when we stop fighting with one another as a nation because of internal bickering creates division. And when internal bickering causes division, the house is separated. And when the house is separated, it cannot stand. Hey. The house has been separated. We have turned from "in God we trust" into "in a man we serve." And because we have trusted in a man and not the Lord Jesus, then there has to be a correction and a correcting. And what the Lord is about to do is do a correction to get us back on the right path. If the nation of Israel were put into captivity for 70 years, what do you think will happen to a people and a nation who will not listen to his word? If a nation and a people that were separated from God, who were God's chosen people, and yet God judged his people in order to correct his people. If a nation that had been blessed with the abundance and the affluences of a world and became a beacon of light to a world, and now we no longer want to live by that creed and live by the words of a liar, then we will get delusioned, because he and he alone cannot save us. It was only one man who could, and that was the Lord. He came in the fullness of time, and he demonstrated the powers of God. But in 1 Peter, y'all remember Peter.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
this